Maha, Steak and Shake says it will offer Coca-Cola with real cane sugar. By Hannah Knudsen on July 17, 2025. Steak and Shake will soon offer Coca-Cola with real cane sugar, something highlighted by President Donald Trump. As industries try to move in the direction of the Make America Healthy Again, MAHA, agenda. Starting August 1, Steak and Shake will offer Coca-Cola with real cane sugar in glass bottles. The fast food company announced, adding, America deserves the best. We continue on our MAHA journey, it added. This announcement coincides with President Donald Trump revealing that Coca-Cola has agreed to start using real cane sugar in Coke in the United States. I have been speaking to Coca-Cola about using real cane sugar in Coke in the United States. And they have agreed to do so, Trump said in a Wednesday update on Truth Social. I'd like to thank all of those in authority at Coca-Cola. This will be a very good move by them, you'll see. It's just better, he exclaimed. Steak and Shake was among the first to embrace the call to MAHA, switching to cooking their French fries in the restaurant in beef tallow rather than seed oils. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Steak and Shake, at Steak and Shake. All the while, Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has long called for companies to improve the U.S. food supply by removing artificial dyes, and several food companies such as J.M. Smucker Company, Nestle, and Kraft Heinz have vowed to make strides in that direction. In all, Kennedy announced this week nearly 35% of the U.S. food industry has committed to removing artificial dyes from its products. And I want to since we came in about 5.5 months ago and started talking about eliminating dyes and other bad chemicals from our food, we've had this extraordinary response from the industry. He revealed after lauding the latest announcement from International Dairy Foods Association, IDFA, committing to eliminate artificial food dyes from ice creams. And Brooke Rollins just rattled off this inventory. This extraordinary inventory of national corporate food producers have all made commitments to remove food dyes from their food. And with this addition today of the dairymen and the dairy food producers, we now have about 35% of American food industry that has made commitments, Kennedy continued. Further, Kennedy explained the 35% is in addition to the 35% of the food industry that was already organic and healthy and chemical-free.